Yeah, the garden is 25 acres. It has a sandstone wall around the circumference of it, and yeah, it's a private native garden. There's a few native animals and enclosures on the property, native grassland area, and a beautiful fairway that's just been done up for having picnics and whatnot on, I'm sure, on the day.
Now, Doug, you were just saying as we were walking down here as well that it's only been in existence what, for less about 30 years, roughly, is that right?
About 30 years. Prior to that, it was grazing land, but the Meyer family decided they wanted to develop a special type of garden, largely with children in mind, so they've gradually started developing this area, and it started about 1978.
How many people are usually involved in maintaining this space?
There's usually four full-time, but that's growing the vegetables for the hotel as well, so right. Yeah, four full-timers. There's a few more just at the moment, just getting ready, obviously.
Now, where we're standing at the moment is where people will come in. What's the official name for this particular entrance?
It's the Taylor Street entrance, which is on the northern end of the wall. So, yeah, all the parking will be just on the northern side of the Taylor Street. And, yeah, come in the gates there. All the other gates will be locked. And, yeah, it'll be just one entrance and one exit as well. They all go out there as well. And it's near the stables, so... If people can identify the horse stables, they know which end it is.
It's a beautiful looking stable. Not that people are going to come to check out the stable, but you never know. Maybe they will.
That's a lovely building. It's well worth checking out.
How would you... I'm presuming people are going to come and just wander all over the place and discover it for themselves. I don't know. Starting here, would you have a recommended plan of attack for people who are coming to look, perhaps? If you come in here, what would you recommend people do?
Well, everyone who comes will be given a booklet describing the garden. With a map on it and a legend of all the different types of garden beds that exist in the garden, so people who have a botanical bent will be able to earmark what they want to look at and head for that. But I would suggest that people just take the main path out of the stables area and just do a circle of the garden to get an overall view of what it's like, because it's just a magnificent place. And then from there, they can focus on what interests them. Mm. But I think the best thing is just to have a walk around first and have a look at the overall place.
Well, we've walked a little way to a bit of grevilleas. You've talked a little bit about some of the rare or unusual things which are planted here. What's particularly interesting about this bed?
Well, it's just a collection of rare grevilleas. A lot of them are drought-tolerant plants, obviously, with the last few years being drier. Neil's concentrated on ones that can handle the dry, and a lot of these, I think, are from Western Australia.
That's certainly one thing that people will notice when they come, is that there are huge expanses of lawn which are looking fabulously luscious and green. How drought-tolerant is this whole garden?
Yeah, look, certainly a lot of the plants, once they're established, they fend for themselves after that. But it's just the initial setting up that they do take a little bit of water, and obviously the fairway takes a bit of water as well. But yeah, a great wet spring and looks great now.
I presume there's a big water tank as well hidden somewhere, is there, to help maintain a lot of this?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, we collect all the water that falls on the property, and we collect that and store it in dams, and we also have access to recycled water.
We've moved on again to an area of native grasses. Just describe for us briefly what people can see here.
Well, it's just a collection of native grasses from around the basalt grasslands that it used to look like prior to us, really. Mm-hmm. And there's our gardener in this department will be here on the day and be open to any questions and things about it.
I presume that this would attract quite a lot of wildlife as well, would it?
Yeah, a lot of wildlife. Yeah, every day you see different sorts of birds and animals and all sorts in here. Yeah, it's great.
There's a lot of water here as well, of course, which encourages the birds.
And speaking of animals, people can also perhaps see some of the animals which are kept here if they're awake at the time.
Yeah, our conservation manager, he'll be available on the day, and we'll have the potoroos, quolls, and sugar gliders available for people to look at. Yeah. They won't be able to touch them, unfortunately, but Paul will be certainly there displaying them.
Which is another big part of the whole aim of the garden, is it, to have that breeding program going on?
Yeah, I think anything endangered is right behind, like all the conservation work that the company does, and animals certainly being one of them.
Now, we've stopped at another area which you've described as a rainforest garden. I don't know if it's just because you said that or if it's true, but just when we walk in here, it instantly feels a bit cooler suddenly.
Yeah, it is a cooler part of the garden. It's obviously well shaded. And, the idea is to have some native rainforest plants in here that are actually don't need a lot of watering, which doesn't sound right, but Mr. Marriott assures us that it'll be fine.
Well, we've come now to the summer house, which you were saying, Bevan, is a copy of one from Adelaide.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a replica of the one from Adelaide Botanical Gardens, yes.
And when you stand here, this affords a fantastic view back across the, a pool, a lake, I don't know, what would you call that?
Yeah.
The lake.
Yeah, across the lake and beautiful views of Mount Sturgeon, as well as the tennis court, and looking out towards one of the gates, yeah.
I imagine there must be many places in the garden, are there, where you get that are made for certain vistas, perhaps, or certain views?
Yeah, there's certainly nooks and crannies everywhere that you can explore and get beautiful views from any part of the garden, really.
Yeah, everywhere you go, you get different glimpses of the mountain with different settings. It looks quite different, and in some areas it's Mount Abrupt that there's the background as well, not just Mount Sturgeon.
Right, yeah.
So yes, it's a great spot just to get a feeling for the whole area.
Of course, one of the other things that you notice when you walk around is some of the beautiful old gum trees which are here as well. I presume when they were setting this up, they probably picked certain ones, did they, to keep?
Look, all the red gums, yeah, they kept every one of them, certainly, right. And probably planted more. But yeah, there's certainly there's a lot of history in the old red gums. Like some of them could date 400 or 500 years. Amazing tree.
Neil described it as the most outstanding private garden in Australia. So it's that's a pretty big description to make it. So as I said, it's a one in a long period of time opportunity to see this garden, and I would certainly encourage anyone who's able to come along, see the garden, and also support a good community project.